Friends, we are continuing our series of Talmudic methodology. We're learning Amidus L'Cheker HaLacha of Hagon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zecher Tzedek V'Bracha. And we are discussing when you say Ruba Kukula, when you don't say Ruba Kukula, we're in Ost Tzadi Ches, Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Basur Shmuel, Rafuas, Tzvi Ben Yittel, Shoshana Basada, Rav Moshe Ben Malka, says the Rav. V'efshar letet b'zeh od hagdara al pi midat emtza'i. ותחליט, וסיבה ומסובב. כי רבובו ככולו, אנו משתמשים רק במקום שנוגע לסיבת הדבר, או לאמצעי של הדבר. We'd like to define when you say רובו ככולו. We don't always say רובו ככולו, as we discussed at length in previous שיעורים. We don't always say רובו ככולו. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So when yes and when no. So he suggests, the Rav suggests, that maybe you say רובו ככולו, when it's nogea l'sibas hadabra o l'hamtsai shel hadabra, the reason for the thing or the means for the thing. Le'emol she'af al pi shelo hayta rak ha'metziut shel ha'siba o ha'emtsai, even though there was only a metzius of a reason or a means, b'chol zot ba ha'tolada o ha'tachlit ki'ilu hayu b'shleimutam. Nevertheless, comes the tolada, the outcome, or the tachlis, the purpose, as if they were bishleimus. If it's nogea to the means, it's nogea to the reason, and even though b'metzius we don't have the whole thing, it's as if we have the whole thing. אבל לא במקום שעניין נוגע לדבר כשהוא לעצמו, but not when it's nogea to the matter itself. למשל, okay, I have to make this concrete. So let's give an example. That it's only when nogea l'emtzai and not nogea l'tachlis. You only say ruba kukula when it comes to the means, not to the end. You have a mikveh. A mikveh הוא רק אמצעי לטהרה. A mikveh is a means for tahara. It's a means for purity. השחיטה, לכל הדעות, אפילו אלה שסוברים שבזבחת זהו ציווי מיוחד, איננה רק הכשר מצווה ולא מצווה כשילה עצמה. שחיטה, according to all opinions, even those who hold that וזבחת is a special ציווי, is a הכשר מצווה. It's not the mitzvah itself. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiv to go ahead and shecht. If you want to eat, you shecht. And this way you can have kosher food. So shchita is a means, mikveh is a means for tara. V'chein l'mashal l'inyan im rov tmeim. Shegam ha'mi'ut עושה את הפסח בתומעה, שבתומעה של הציבור הוא רק משמש בתור סיבה שיעשו את הפסח בתומעה. So, it's only a סיבה. We have a rule that if most of the ציבור is impure, so then everybody, even the miut, does the פסח בתומעה. So the tumah of the ציבור is a סיבה. It is a reason, it is a means that they should do the פסח בתומעה. None of these are tachlises. The mikveh is a means for taira. Shechita is a means to be able to eat. The tumah is a means to be able to do the pesach Sibur's tumah is a means to be able to do the pesach b'tumah. V'chein gam kein l'inyan minyan. Shema sherov ha-minyan lo etpalel adayin mishamesh b'tor siba. Shegam ha-miyut shekvar etpalel mitztaref la-binyan. When you talk about a minyan, the fact that most of the minyan hasn't davened, that's a siba that the miut that has davened is mitzdarev to the minyan. We know that if you have, you can make a minyan, you have six people who haven't davened, four have, so they're mitzdarev, the four are mitzdarev to the six. And you have rubo kukulo, and you can daven tefillah b'tzibur, because there's this, the siba The fact that most of the minyan hasn't davened is a siba that the miut that has davened can be mitzdarif to a minyan. However, let's say you take a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzis. It's written mostly lishma. You have a kezayis matzah. That requires that you have to guard it lishma. You have chutei tzitzis that require lishma. So what about most? Most of the chutei tzitzis are lishma. No. No good. Most of the Sefer Torah is written lishma. Why is that no good? Shama lo anu danim lo al sibat hadavar. We're not talking about a means, we're talking about the end. Etzim zach, the thing itself, has to be lishma. It's not a means for something. It's that you should have, it should be mugdar as a Sefer Torah kasher. It should be mugdar as tefillin ksheiros, mezuzah ksheira, matzah that you could be yotze with, tzitzis that are kosher tzitzis. So this is a tachlis, these are mitzvahs bifnei atzman. To write a kosher, a Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs. That's the tachlis, is to have the kosher. Obviously you also have to wear the tefillin. But there's a tachlis itself in having kosher tefillin. It's a mitzvah to write a kosher Sefer Torah. Because ayis matzah, in order to create a kosher matzah, it has to have bishamar lishma. So here, rov is not going to be, we don't say rubo kakulo. Because here we're not talking about an emtsai. Here we're talking about a tachlis. Here you have tashmishe kedusha. In order for them to be tashmishe kedusha, you need lishma. So it's not an emtsai, it's a tachlis. And therefore you don't say rubik kula. Right? There's afshalan to make it shitat rashi b'chulin. Aflamad amud bet. The shiyah poselet min haTorah b'miut batla. Now we can explain shitas rashi. Chulin 30b, that if one of the five psulim of shechita is shehiya, that he pauses in the middle. So shehiya is pasul min haTorah, even b'miyud basra, even though you already shechted most of the simanim b'seder, but if he was shoheh b'miyud basra, it's no good. So the obvious kasha is, how could it be? If you don't shech the end of the simon at all, the rest of the simon, so it's kasher. But if you do shehiya, it's pasul. How do you explain that? It doesn't have to be shechted at all. Is shehiya any worse from the fact that it wasn't shechted at all? Uviyoter lefimadi amrinan bezvachim chavtet amud alef amrit achrei shehuchshar yachzor v'yifsol. After we have a statement in zvachim, after it's kosher, you're going to go ahead now and pasul it v'yazoi. How can that be? Lech nifsal. אחרי ששחט כבר רוב הסימנים והוכשר כבר. How are we going to passel the shechita when it was already kosher? Meaning he shechted rov simanim. So now it's kosher. So ain't al mal adabir. It's beseder gamur. It's kosher. So how can you say that the shehi and the miut basra is going to passel? אך לפי זה נאמר that tmiha achrei shehuchshar yachzor v'yipasel he im hukshar mitzad hove v'klalu shema she'avar ein la'ashiv v'yafshar lefsol achrei ze ma shekvar hukshar mikodem aval im hukshar rak mitzad ha'atid az memeila im atid v'matken kedin memeila nifsal. So we can answer that this tema of the Gemara, after it became kosher, it's going to become pasul, is when it already became kosher. Now it's kosher, so if now it's kosher, it can't become pasul afterwards. You can't passel what already became kosher. It's kosher. And therefore, once an animal is not pickled, because he didn't have a bad machshava, so even eating it outside of the proper time, is it going to be mefagalit? Because it was already kosher in the first place. So you can't kasher what... You can't passel what was already kosher. That's only when we're talking about the present. But let's say something is only kosher because of the future. Something is only kosher because of the future. And if there is no future, if the future isn't miskayim kedin, then it's going to be pasul. In other words, why is the rov? Why is rov shechita b'seder? Because of rubo kakulo. Since it's kosher al tzrubo kakulo, the rov is nikbal yodei adin shel kulo. And if he messed up the end, then it's not going to be kosher. B'tziur kazeh, yesh lanu b'kdushat halechem ha'idei tzrikat adam shel kifsei atzeret. We have such an illustration when we talk about the kedusha of the bread through the throwing of the blood of the kivsei atzeres, right? We know that the kivsei atzeres, we have the lechem, and we have the carbon, and the carbon's mekadesh lechem, with zrikas hadam. And v'lav dafka zrikat adam mamash, el afilu nitkabel adam bekos v'nishbach, gam ken kadosh lechem. So it's not only zrikas hadam, even if the blood was received in a kos, and it was spilled, the lechem is also going to be holy. Mitam, kol ha'omed lizrok kizaruk dami. Because if it's going to be thrown, if it's in the kos, it's going to be thrown, that's like it's already thrown, and the male of the bread is miskadesh. Uvechol zot, kishizarak shelo lishman, lo netkadesh alechem, gam lemi shesover kol ha'omed kemvuar betosfot menachot, mem zayin amud aleph. However, if the guy is zorek, the coin zorek shelo lishma, the lechem isn't sanctified, even if you hold kol ha'omed. Aye, what about kol ha'omed lizrok kizaruk dami? What happened? How can you mess it up? It's already kosher. And the answer is, says Arav Amiel Barov Gonuto, "Bepnei ki shelo lishman garan minishbach adam," because shelo lishma is worse than nishbach adam. Kamuvan sheyefshar laakshot hakushya acharei sheuchshar yachzor v'yipasel. You can't say after it was kosher, how's it going to become pasul when you throw it shelo lishma? If it's nishbach adam, so it's as if it happened in the future. But it's as if you threw the blood. And if before you didn't throw it, so nishkeferlich. But if you throw it shelo lishma, that's shters, that's already something negative. That is going to cause that the bread is not going to be miskadesh. Because the hechsher is not coming mitzad the kabbalas hadam, but rather mitzad the kol ha'omed shel hazrika. It's coming mitzad that this is what it is. In the future, it's going to be thrown. V'im ken im nagid shelo yufsal mitzad shekvar huchshar. So what are we going to say? It's not pasul because it was already kosher. Harei anu tolim tanya b'delo tanya. We're told a tanya. With the low tanya, meaning, Ech efshar latet tam shelo yifsal batid, how can you say that it's not going to become possible in the future? Mitzad ha'avar, because of the past. B'makom shekol ha'echsher be'avar, rak mitzad ha'echsher shel ha'atid. When the whole reason it's kosher in the past is because of the future. Saying this is mamish hafuch al hafuch. You're going to tell me that it already is kosher. You can't possible it now because it was already kosher. But why was it already kosher? It was kosher because of the future. So you can't say that it can't become pasul now because it was already kosher, because the only reason it was kosher in the past is because of the future. And don't tell me that it can't become pasul in the future because it was already kosher in the past. It was only kosher in the past because of the future. So, same thing, Shehiya b'miyud basra, and Zrikas Adam shel kipsei atzeres shelo lishman. What's happening here is that it's kosher because of the future, because of, let's say, by kipsei atzeres. It's kosher because you're going to throw the blood. Kolome lizor kizarok dami. If you don't throw it, it's kosher because of the future. But if you do it shelo lishman, then you can't say, oh, it's kosher because of the future, because it's kizarok dami. But when he did the actual Zrika, so then he did it in a pasul way. That pasul that it was only kosher because it was assumed that there was going to be a kosher future. And once the future wasn't kosher because he threw a shalal l'shma, that's going to pass a let in the past because it was never really kosher in the first place. It was only kosher mitzad the future. Because kolomid lizro kazarik dami, when he throws a shalal l'shma, that messes up everything. As opposed to when he didn't throw it, that doesn't mess up. Then he already has the, yeah, that's not as bad. He has the mile of the future. But kacha gam kein bazeh b'shiyah b'miut batla. And we could say the same thing about shihiyah b'miut basra. You can't come and say it was already kosher in the past, so how's it going to become pasul in the future? The only reason it's kosher is because of kula. It's only kosher because of the future, because rov, because of something that wasn't done, doesn't even have to be done, but it's only kosher because of Hakol, which hasn't yet been shechted. So if he doesn't shecht it, then it's beseder gamor. But if he shechts it in a negative way with shehiyah, so that messes up everything, just like throwing the blood shalal l'shman, because it's only kosher out to the future. And if he does the future in a pugum way, in a blemished way, then it's not going to be kosher. And with this, we can also answer up in Shver Kasha that Rashi asks. Rashi asks there in the Flamid about the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier says that if he shechted a chatzi gargeres, if he shechted half the windpipe, and he did shehiyah, and he finished it, it's kosher. And the Gemara says that we're talking about an oaf bird. You only need to shecht one simen, and we're machshir meman of shach. Because if you hold mechtza al mechtza karov ha'avid laruba, if the halachic status of a simen, of which precisely half was cut and half remained uncut, is like a rov, so he cut the rov, and therefore the shechita is valid. And then the Gemara says the other side of the Meman of Shach. But we want to understand this side of the Meman of Shach. Alma dahachi avad ruba bekashrus lo chayav b'psula demiyuta. So it says that if you shecht half, the shehiyah doesn't bother us because it's like you did rov. So if you did rov b'kashrus, so then we're not worried about the psula of the miyut. Lo chayish the psula demiyuta. We're not choshesh for the psul of the miyut. So why then do we say like this, that if rubo kakulo and you did shehiyah b'miyut basra, what's going to be the din? The din is it's no good. Why is it no good? If you did chetzi on the oaf, and then you did shehiyah, we say that it is good. Why? Because chatzi is like rov. So it shows that if you just did the rov okay, even though you did the rest not okay, then it's kosher. So has that shtim with the Gemara that shehiyah poselos b'miyut basra? Shehiyah poselos b'miyut basra, so shehiyah should also shter when you do chetzi, because chetzi is like rov. And since chetzi is like rov, just like by rov, if you do shehiyah, then it passes. So if you do chetzi, you do shehiyah, it should pass. So that's Rashi's question. Rashi has a little bit of a difficult answer. Based on what we said, we can answer easily. שיש הבדל בין המנה מכשירים מצד רובו וכחולו, בין המכשירים מצד מחצה ומחצה קרוב. It depends. Why are you being מכשיר? Are you being מכשיר because of רובו וכחולו? Or are you being מכשיר because of מחצה ומחצה קרוב? כי אם אנו מכשירים מצד רובו ככולו, אי אפשר לבוא רק בזה מצד אחרי שאושר יחזור ויפסל כנר. כיוון שכל ההכשר לא מצד הרוב, כשהוא לעצמו למצד רובו ככולו. If we're coming מצד רובו ככולו, אני יודע שיהיה במיד בסרה, so we can't be מכשיר. Because look, he did the rove, so everything is okay. The only reason rove is okay is because the kol is because it's like kulo. And here he messed up the kulo, so therefore the shchita is not a good shchita. מה שאין כן, אם היינו אומרים שמחצה מחצה קרוב, but if you say מחצה מחצה קרוב, הרי כמובן שאפשר להגיד בזה הטעם של רובו ככולו. If you say 50-50 is like rove, we're not saying rubo kukulo. Rubo kukulo you only say if it's a real rove, but not a 50-50. It says מחצה מחצה קרוב. Not mechza, mechza is kekula. Mechza, mechza is kerov. And it's like the Gemara there says, Hachiyam rachman ala Moshe, lo tushai aruba. The Torah tells that the God says to Moses, do not leave over the rov. That's why it's kosher. Because if you just did 50-50, so you didn't leave over the rov. In other words, the rov isn't the siba lehechsher. El hefech, shiur rov is a siba lifso. The rove isn't the reason that it's kosher. Leaving over a rove is a sibah to pasul. Ukshirak lo shiyeh rove, if you didn't leave a rove, hinei shchitat ha-machatzit gufa zeh ha-machshir shel ha-behema, shechting the gufa, the machatzit itself is a sibah lehechsher. So this is exactly like we were saying before. Right before we were saying that if it's just a hechsher, so then not like we were saying before, but I mean it doesn't contradict what we were saying before. But to explain that if in this case, if you say rubo kukulo, so it's talui in the asid, it's talui in the future. So if you mess up the kulo, then it's going to be no good. But here, by the oaf, it's not because of rubo kukulo. It's because chaytzi is independently valuable. It's independently kosher. So therefore, the shehiyah doesn't bother us. He didn't leave over a rove. Since he didn't leave over a rove, so memela, the chaytzi is beseder. That's what it means, that the chaytzi is like a rove. That it's kosher because he wasn't meshaya rove. He didn't leave over a rove. So since the chaytzi is kosher, it doesn't bother us that afterwards, after he shechted the chaytzi, then he did shehiyah. Why doesn't it bother us? Because it was already kosher, it was already independently kosher, not because of the future was kosher. It was kosher because of now. And it is like we said before. Yeah, forgive me for... right before we said that there's not going to be a musik of rubo kukulo, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, because Ayis Matzah, Shetzricha Shimur, Chutei Tzitzis, Shetzrichim Lishma. Because there it's not Sibas HaDavar, it's not Emtsai HaDavar, it's Etzem HaDavar. Here also it's Etzem HaDavar. The Etzem HaDavar of the Shechitas Chetzi is kosher. So you don't have to come on to Rubo Kukulo. When do you have to come on to Rubo Kukulo? If you say that you need to shecht all the Simanim, you need to shecht both Simanim and Toto. So there you need to come on to Rubo Kukulo. And when you come on to Rubo Kukulo, if you mess up the Kulo, then the Rubo is also not good. So that explains why Shehiyah Pasul's B'miyut Basra, because it's only kosher because Rubo Kukulo and the Kol was Pagum. He messed up the Kol. If he wouldn't have done anything, it would have been okay. But since he did it in a puzzle way, so that actively disqualifies it. Same thing with Zriga Shelo Lishma by Kivsei Atzeres, because that actively passels, it's only kosher because of the future, because it's going to be thrown lishma, you assume kol azarek azarek dami. But in this case, he wasn't zarek it properly. So therefore, you can't kosher it. It's not that it was, you can't say, oh, it was already kosher, how can you passel it? It was only kosher because a good future was assumed. And now that he didn't throw it properly, so then it's going to be passel. And the reason the shehiyah after chatzicha chatzicha geres is okay is because here it's not because of rubo kukulo. Here the etzem chetzi, the etzem shchitas chetzi is kosher. not because of a kosher future. Be a kosher future, and achinami, then the shehiya would shtere, would impede the kashrus of the shechita. But here, the etzim shechitas chaytzi is kosher because he wasn't mishayer rov, so therefore the shehiya doesn't bother us. So that is super duper. Baruch Hashem, you know, I have such a taiva gedola to just keep plowing through the sefer. There's so much. I just ask the Rabbanu Shalom to give me life, a new life, that we can continue learning this together. Please stay tuned for a lot more midas, a lot more Torah, a lot more depth. This is just phenomenal. Obviously, there's so much to say. I'm saying, just because, you know, we learned Rav Amiel, how he learns Pshat, there's many other Durachim also, so hopefully if God gives us life, we can see a lot more and see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.